With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Montana got an A rating today in a scorecard measuring disclosure and transparency requirements for contributions to state campaigns. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Montana fared better than most states in the scorecard released by the National Institute on Money and State Politics. The scorecard looked at what kind of information was disclosed about campaign donors, the timeliness and quality of that data, and the public's access to it. Montana received a score of 92.5 out of 100. The national average was 77.
So Montana's made some really big strides.
That's research director Peter Quist. He says if this scorecard was given out last year, Montana would have a C rating. But Quist says parts of the Disclose Act signed into law by Governor Steve Bullock last April pushed Montana among the 10 states with an A rating. The Disclose Act added restrictions on coordination between candidates and outside organizations, disclosure to donors and spending, and same-day electronic disclosures on campaign contributions.
And so Montana got a full score for the electronic filing requirement and a full score for electronic data availability.
The Disclose Act is being challenged in federal court by Montanans for Community Development. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
A teacher fired from Butte Central Catholic Schools for being unmarried and pregnant has reached a confidential settlement with the school district and the Roman Catholic Diocese of Helena. Shayla Evanson was fired in 2014 after the diocese received an anonymous letter saying she was having a baby out of wedlock. Evanson sued, accusing the school district and the diocese of pregnancy discrimination, sex discrimination, and breach of contract. After months of negotiations, the sides filed notice yesterday that they reached an agreement and they expect to ask a judge to dismiss the case next week. A Gallatin County judge has denied a motion to dismiss a negligent homicide charge in the death of a 28-year-old Big Sky woman. District Judge John Brown ruled last week that prosecutors had probable cause to charge 33-year-old David Hughes in the death of his girlfriend Carrie McKinney in Big Sky in April 2015. Prosecutors say McKinney was trying to get into Hughes' pickup truck during an argument and that he drove away, causing her to fall onto the ground and suffered a fatal head injury. Defense attorneys had argued that McKinney's death was an accident. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Hughes' trial is scheduled to start next month. This Thursday is St. Patrick's Day. It's one of Montana's most high-spirited celebrations, so law enforcement is ramping up patrols. Kay Erickson has the details.
Butte will be the center of attention. That means a stepped-up level of impaired driving enforcement. Captain Keith Edgel is with Montana Highway Patrol. He says they're bringing in up to 20 additional troopers to the Butte area.
We're bringing in our traffic enforcement team, which is a six-man unit, to Butte as well. In addition, they usually pull in four or five additional people from other districts to help with St. Patrick's Day in Butte.
Money to cover the cost for the increased patrols comes from the Montana Department of Transportation. Those dollars come from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's not just MHP out looking for impaired drivers. Local police and county sheriffs throughout the state will increase patrols. Edgel says they realize people will be out and will enjoy St. Patrick's Day and have a good time. They just ask to have a designated driver and wear your seatbelt. I'm Kay Erickson reporting.
The Montana Department of Transportation reports in the last decade, 73% of fatalities and serious injuries involved either driver impairment or not properly wearing a seatbelt. The Inspector General's Office for the U.S. Interior Department says the former chief ranger at Yellowstone National Park violated a policy that required him to live within the park. A report released Monday said Chief Ranger Tim Reed lived just outside the park for several years at a bed and breakfast Reed and his wife owned in Gardner. The couple allowed friends and family members to stay at an apartment inside Yellowstone that Reed rented for more than $400 a month. But investigators found no evidence supporting allegations Reed received compensation for the stays. I'm Sean Robb.